Now I'd like to call to order a study session for the Mesa City Council for Thursday, May 17th, 2012. The first item on the agenda is to review the agenda for next Monday's regular council meeting. We'll go to page 2, items 3A through 4A. Items 5A through 6D. Items 6E through 6I. 6J through 6L. 6M through 6O. 6P through 7D. 8A through 8C. 8D through 9C. 9D through 11B. That's one of the longest council agendas we've had in the past year and the shortest discussion we've had in the year.
Yeah, Mayor, I think maybe let's, if you don't mind, we maybe would, it'd probably be good considering the topic we're on this morning with higher education. If you'll notice, we just want to just maybe bring to attention for the council item 6O and 6P. And maybe I'll have Beth come forward. I think she's got a few renderings she may want to show us. Let me remind the council, we are moving forward on 6O. With some of the initial work for the 225 East Main Street building to do some demolition abatement that needs to be done in that building in anticipation of Benedictine University coming to that location. So this is just the initial work. We will have a lease agreement shortly, but we are doing this without that lease agreement. On the other hand, we have to do this work, whether it was Benedictine or anyone else, to remove much of the some of the tiles and I think what else are we moving out
windows
there?
Windows are the big item right. For asbestos. We've got.
So that's
you're
right.
Taking windows out of the building.
Yeah.
It's going to be an open air building then, huh?
Yeah, we're going to board it up though.
No, so we're in order to be open in time for the fall of 2013. We wanted to move ahead with this work. We think it's wise to move forward, but we just want to remind the council we don't have that lease completed, but then you'll notice in item 6P, that is the work, and Beth will show us some renderings for the 51 East Main, where they'll set up some administrative offices and recruitment and do that, but that does have a lease agreement, which is actually in 7A, okay? So Beth, maybe just quickly.
And once again, after Benedictine moves from 51, or when they do move, those offices then will be improved and will be ready for some subsequent use.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, there's actually two projects on the agenda, 51 East Main and 225 East Main. 225 East Main will be the longer term use for the university. However, initially, because they don't currently have a campus in the city, they've requested an area where they can have a few administrative offices and some recruiting space, so the year prior to the start of classes, to be able to have staff present in the downtown and recruiting for the following fall. So actually Bill's negotiated a lease with them for this suite on the west end of the 51 East building. We've got a few floor plans and renderings and a quick schedule to show you about how the two projects come together over the next year, because we've got a lot of work to do in the next year. The architect put this together. We'll be putting some signage on the exterior of the building to let people know where they are at 51. Interior, we're pretty much gotten the place and going to create a big open space. They want to have a welcoming, inviting space. One of the things that's important to them is, because they do not have a campus to show people yet, is this video wall that you see behind you. They'll have screens up and active video of Benedictine's philosophies and what they want to portray with their students and their incoming parents. So the interior looks something like this. In the back, you see something. If you've been in an Apple store, you know what a Genius Bar is. It's going to be something similar to that. And then it'll be kind of a free open space, a couple of conference rooms. You can see how the space lays out in that one. There'll be a couple of conference rooms and some office, small spaces that they can go back into and meet with parents, a few office spaces. We're going to renovate the restrooms and some storage area. Moving on to 225 real quickly, the demolition contract in front of you is something we need to do regardless of who uses the building and who goes in. We're basically over about 60% of the contract is for environmental, primarily asbestos, so we need to get in and remove the asbestos, the windows being one of the larger ticket items, and then secure the building again until we come back to start the main construction project. We're currently in schematic design and doing programming with them for the building, and as of yesterday, we're looking about taking down about 35,000 square foot of the building and renovating it and leaving the rest open for tenant improvements in the future as they expand and grow. Looking at the schedule today, and the reason we have the demolition contract on now is that we need to get it done prior to construction. We are programmed about 10 months for construction. It's about a $10 million project. Spending $10 million in 10 months is a pretty good feat, so we need to move pretty quickly, and we need to get the demolition done now while we're still in design. So it's a timing issue for us.
Okay. Questions?
Thank you.
All right. We haven't had anyone turn any blue cards yet, have we? So do I. Hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. None. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. Last night, Councilmember Glover and I attended a kickoff event for the Mesa Arts Center in terms of for next season. There was a great crowd. I think the community would be very pleased.
That's heavy, huh?
With the
packed away.
Let's not tell her. I think the community would be very pleased with the variety of programming that that our staff has done. I know they've had a very successful year this year, and what's proposed for next year is pretty exciting. So it was a great event last night. Thank you.
Thank you. Vice Mayor.
Mayor, I just want to say, this afternoon, it's a little bit premature, but it's a good opportunity. This afternoon, we'll be holding a meeting of the RPTA in downtown Phoenix to talk about changes to bus service in the Valley. This does affect Mesa on several fronts, and we received some emails about this. The newspaper had reported that the Express Route 533 along the US 60, which many of our residents take into downtown in the morning and come out, the way it was written in the paper almost made it sound like the Express Route was being canceled. That's not true. Actually, the 533 and the 535 will be adding times from East Mesa, so we will see some improvements. What is being canceled on Express Route 533 is a small leg from Decatur to the Superstition Springs Transit Center. That small leg, by eliminating that, saving the money, will be able to help fund the added routes on 535 and the 533. If you're up at Decatur, you're not going to be stuck. Last year, we started Route 184. Route 184 is a local route that goes from the 535 park and ride lot all the way down to the airport. It runs 15 minutes on peak, and that route, for the minor inconvenience of having to transfer off the 184 onto one of the express buses, you will be able to access both the 535 and the 533 into downtown Phoenix in the morning, so you will have more options. The 532 will be canceled. However, the 535, which ran along McKellips Road, stopping every quarter mile. However, the 535 is now in effect, so you'll have the opportunity on two park and rides, Power Road and Gilbert Road, to pick up the 535 and get into downtown even faster. So there will be some changes to our bus service. If anybody wants to go to that public meeting, it is this afternoon in downtown.
Great, thank you. Anything else? Yesterday, several council members, city staff, and I had the privilege of attending the Mesa United Way luncheon. Reminder for all of us, the good things that are happening in our community to take care of the bad things that are happening in our community, which are there a lot of people in need, especially in these challenging financial times. And the Mesa United Way needs your help. And just like to recognize our city staff who were recognized by the United Way for the long history that the city has of being actively involved in the United Way. United Way is an organization that casts its shadow over all the community in a variety of ways, and it's really citizen driven, and it's a great benefit to our city and our community. So thanks for all those that are involved in that. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. We have a busy weekend coming up. Friday, tomorrow evening, May 18th, we'll be celebrating the 35th birthday for the Arizona Museum of Natural History. There'll be activities and birthday cake. They'll be served in the lobby, and that's from 6 to 9 p.m. Tomorrow, May 18th. So we invite everyone out to that. We have a couple events this coming Saturday. I think the vice mayor is having a pancake breakfast out at the news station at Signal Butte and Elliott. And, well,
it's for sure.
For sure, sorry. The vice mayor is having a pancake breakfast at Fire Station 219 at Signal Butte and Elliott. And then this Saturday, May 19th, District 4 Council Member Chris Glover is hosting what I think is a very creative event called Conversations with Chris. I think that's a great title, by the way, Councilman.
Been there, done that.
From 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. at the Mesa Arts Center. It's a free event. There'll be a concert by jazz musician. You're going to have to say his last name. Pete Pankrazy.
Let's just call him Pete.
Pete. Anyway, we invite everyone out for coffee, juice, and pastries. And then Councilmember Glover is still collecting shoes at the event for the Paz de Cristo and his shoe drive, which has been advertised throughout the city. So, and then just a reminder, we do have Monday, we'll have the official grand opening after we clean up all the pancake and syrup. On Monday at 10 a.m., we'll have the grand opening of Fire Station 219. And we'll have Monday, the 21st, will be our council meeting. We'll have a study session will follow, or be before the council meeting on Monday. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Motion to enter an executive session. Councilmember Glover, second Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
No.
Motion carries over the objection of the Vice Mayor. We're in an executive session. Thank you very much.